time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen.
Glory be to God. Let somebody shout hallelujah. If you are happy to be alive today, shout hallelujah. To be adored, you're worthy to be magnified. You're the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords, you are the I Am That I Am, you are the Ancient of Days. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you for the marvelous things you're going to do tonight. Thank you because you are a faithful God. Thank you because all power belongs to you. Thank you because it's impossible for you to fail. Thank you because the light shines in darkness and darkness cannot overcome it. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Remoko shiki remato remoko rondramama shaki remoko toda. Blessed, blessed, blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be adored. You're worthy to be magnified. You are the King of Kings, you are the Lord of Lords. You are the I Am That I Am, you are the Ancient of Days. We bless you, Lord. Jehovah El Shaddai, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, we lift you high. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to adore you. We will continue to magnify your holy name. Oh, thank you for loving us. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for being there for us all the time. Glory be to your holy name, Lord. Remember my heart, hear my prayer, remember my heart. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Remember my heart, remember my heart, remember my heart. You're worthy to be praised. You're worthy to be magnified. You're worthy to be adored. Hallelujah, Father. Remo momo moko remo momo moko sheke remo kachanda. Kira momo moko remo momo moko sheke remo kachanda. Hallelujah, Father. Glory be to God forevermore. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your love. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have worshipped. Thank you, Father.
Eshe Baba.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight who
have
been suffering from eternal bleeding. The Lord said I should tell you he has healed you. The Lord said there is someone here tonight. Your pain is across the head. Head. It's not headache, but it's a pain in the head.
ìrora àti ìdunni nínú orí.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Olúwa ni kí n sọ fún ẹ.
You will never hear of it again.
O ní kúrò eléyìí mọ́ o.
The Lord said there is someone here tonight.
Olúwa sọ pé ẹnìkan ń bẹ ní ìlálẹ́ yìí.
You would love to dance.
Ṣé ni pé ìwọ náà fẹ́ jó?
But when you stand, your legs will be shaking.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí o bá dìde dúró gbogbo ẹsẹ̀ ló máa gbọ̀n gbogbo.
The Lord said your legs are strong now.
Olúwa sọ pé ẹsẹ̀ rẹ ti lékun báyìí.
The Lord said there's someone here.
Olúwa sọ pé ẹnìkan bẹ ní.
There's only one thing that you are concerned about.
Nǹkan kan ṣoṣo ló jẹ ẹ́ lógún.
When will I put my baby on my back?
Nígbà wo lèmi náà ó fẹ̀ yín ní bí ọmọ tèmi kan.
The Lord asked me to tell you.
Olúwa ní kí n sọ fún ọ.
This year.
Ọdún yìí ni tìrẹ o.
Father, we just want to bless you.
Bàbá a kàn fẹ́ sí orúkọ mímọ́ yín ni.
Thank you for being so good, so kind, so wonderful.
A dúpẹ́ nítorí pé ẹ dára, ẹ sì jẹ́ aláàánú, ẹ sì jẹ́ oníṣẹ́ ìyanu.
Thank you, Father.
Ẹ ṣé bàbá.
The Lord said there is someone here.
Olúwa sọ pé ẹnìkan bẹ ní.
For the past month, your stomach had just been rising.
Láti bí oṣù díẹ̀ sẹ́yìn ni inú rẹ ti ń ga sí.
The Lord asked me to tell you, you can check now, it's gone back to normal.
Olúwa ní kí o ṣàwárí ẹ̀, ohun gbogbo ti bọ̀ sípò báyìí.
We bless you, Lord.
A dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yín, Olúwa.
We give you glory.
A fi ògo fún yín.
We give you honor.
A fi gbogbo ọlá fún yín.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Ẹ̀ka ọ̀fẹ́ wa lórúkọ Jésù.
Tonight, Father.
A dúpẹ́ bàbá.
Tonight, Father.
Lálẹ́ yìí, bàbá.
We are here just to say thank you for all that you've done.
A kàn wá láti wá dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ yín láti sọ pé ẹ ṣe gbogbo ohun tí ẹ ti ṣe fún wa ni.
Lord, glory be to your holy name, Lord.
Ògo ni fún orúkọ mímọ́ yín.
Accept our thanks in Jesus' name.
Ẹ gba ọ̀pẹ wa lórúkọ Jésù.
Tonight, Father.
Lálẹ́ yìí, bàbá.
Surprise us.
Ẹ yà wá lẹ́nu.
In a very pleasant way, surprise us.
Ní ọ̀nà tó dunni nínú, ẹ yà wá lẹ́nu.
And like never before.
Ju ti àtẹ̀yìnwá lọ.
Put the devil to shame.
Ẹ dojú ti Sàtánì.
And glorify your name again.
Ẹ sì yí orúkọ yín lógo lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
Thank you, Daddy.
A dúpẹ́ Daddy.
Thank you for loving us.
A dúpẹ́ bí ẹ fẹ́ràn wa.
Glory be to your name.
Ògo ni fún orúkọ mímọ́ yín o.
In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.
Ní orúkọ ọlá Jésù ni a gbàdúrà.
Amen.
Amen.
Let somebody now shout hallelujah. Shake hands with one or two people.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a gbọ́ lọ́wọ́ ẹnìkan àbí ẹni méjì.
I said today is my day.
Ẹ sì sọ pé òní ni ọjọ́ tèmi sà.
Today is my day.
Òní ni ọjọ́ tèmi.
And then you may be seated. God bless you.
Lẹ́yìn eléyìí, ẹ jẹ́ ká jókòó kí Ọlọ́run kó bùkún fún yín.
I am sure you know.
Ó dá mi lójú pé ẹ mọ̀.
That is a special Holy Ghost service for those who are going to become millionaires.
Pé eléyìí jẹ́ ìṣẹ̀ ní lọ́wọ́ pàtàkì fún àwọn tí ó máa di olówó ẹgbẹgbẹ̀rún ẹgbẹgbẹ̀rún àtàlíye.
That's why the devil is angry.
Ìdí tí inú fi ń bí Sàtánì ni eléyìí.
But he has lost the battle.
Ṣùgbọ́n Sàtánì ti pòfo, ó ti pàdánù ogun náà.
He can never defeat us again.
Láéláé, òun ò lè rí wa fẹ̀yìn, òun ò lè fẹ̀yìn wa gbolẹ̀ mọ́.
Tonight.
Lásàálẹ̀ yìí.
Somebody is going to say bye bye to poverty.
Ẹnìkan yóò dágbére fún oṣù tó dìbò ṣe pátápátá.
Who is that fellow, by the way?
Dáníẹ́lì yìí o.
Ẹ̀rọ mi yẹ yìí ṣọ́tà hallelujah. Who is a billionaire?
Ta ni olówó ẹgbẹgbẹ̀rún?
A billionaire actually is someone who has much more than he needs.
Olówó ẹgbẹgbẹ̀rún, òun náà ni ẹni tí ó ní ju ohun tó nílò lọ.
much more than he needs.
O ni ju pupo ni pupo ju eyi to nilo lo.
All right, that's the correct one. So when we're talking about a millionaire,
nipa ti a ba so nipa olowo egbegberun,
we're not just talking about wealth financially.
A o soro nipa iloro ti owo nikan.
That's one of it.
Ele je ikan ninu e.
Be a millionaire if the bank is owing you.
Se ni pe o je olowo egbegberun nigbati awon banki ti o ba je pe awon lo je oni gbese.
When you can tell the manager, hey, if I withdraw my money from your bank.
Nigbati o ba so fun manager pe ti mo ba gba gbogbo owo mi nile banki yin.
And he said, please, I beg.
O si n do balẹ pe jo ati la nko lo nbe o mo gba o.
That's the kind of money we are talking about.
Iru owo ti a so wa nipa re leleyi.
And that is, that kind of money is coming to the pocket of somebody soon.
Iru owo yi o si nbo lapo enikan laipe yi.
But we are also talking about millionaires in health.
Atun so nipa awon ti o loro nipa ilera won.
People are so healthy.
Awon ti ilera won peye.
That even if they work for 20 hours a day, they will still be bouncing like football.
Ti won ba fi wakati o to ba fi ogun wakati sise ni ojo kan won si tun ma po bi ball ni.
That's a millionaire.
Awon eleyi na je oloro.
And somebody who is trusting God for the fruit of the womb.
Awon enikan to si nfoju sona fun eso inu.
And gets pregnant.
To si loyun.
First time he had one child.
Lekini lekini o bi emo kan bi eyan kan.
Following time he had a set of twins.
Nigba to loyun lekeji o bi beji.
The third time it was a triplet.
Nigba to loyun leketa o bi beta.
That's a millionaire.
Eleyi na je oloro.
How many people are going to be millionaires here?
Eyan melo lo ma loro.
Eyan ya you shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want you to be fully awake tonight.
Asifeki ewa ni ojufo lale.
I don't know how long the Holy Spirit will allow me to preach.
Mi o mo bi emi mo se ma gba mi laye lati pe to lori waasu.
But I want you to know that every statement tonight is a prophecy.
Sugbon mo fe ko da yin loju pe gbogbo awon oro ti o ba ntenu mi jade lale yi o ku fun awon oro asotele lati odo Olorun.
And I want you to hold on tight to whichever comes your way.
Cause di musisi eyi to ba wa si ona ti e.
Certain things have been happening since the beginning of the year.
Awon kankan ti nsele lati ibere odun yi wa.
That is making me more careful now what I say.
Eyi ti o mu ki kiesara nipa awon ti mo nso.
I will share only one with you.
A o se ajopin eyan kan soso ninu e pelu yin.
I was dedicating our church in Abuja 2 Sundays ago.
Awon baba wa lo si Abuja lati lo ya ijo wa ti a se kan tan nibe si bimo.
And I started because the church was already overflown with people.
Won si wa nbe nitori pe lasiko ti won se ijo na ti kun awon eyan pupo lo si joko nta.
They put up canopies everywhere.
Won gbe awon canopies si gbogbo ibi.
And there were still about 2,000 people sitting in the sun.
A si ri egberun meji awon bi egberun meji tabi o le die ti won joko ninu orun.
So I started the sermon by saying,
won si wa bere wa su won nipa si so pe
what you people need.
Ohun ti eyin eniyan nilo.
It's about 5 acres of land.
O ni eka marun ti ile.
On the way to the airport.
Lona ibi ti won gba awoko ofurufu.
I said so that you can build an auditorium that can seat at least 10,000 people.
Pe ki e le ko ile ijosin kan ti o gba egberun mewa.
And so that I can always run quickly from the service to join to go and catch the plane.
Ti baba wa so pe ki awon ko le sare lati bi ijo yin lo mu oko ofurufu to nbo pada seko.
And we all laughed.
Gbogbo wa si rẹrin.
And we continue with the service.
A si bẹrẹ si ba ijosin lo.
I finished preaching.
Nigba ti won wa asu tan.
We were about to begin to pray.
O si fe ma gbadura.
When the pastor brought a piece of paper to me.
Nigba ti alufa mu iwe kekere kan wa fun won.
On it he wrote.
Lori e won ko si.
Daddy. Someone has given us 5 acres of land.
Enikan ti fun wa ni eka marun ile lona.
On the way to the airport.
Lona bi ti a ti wo oko ofurufu gege bi ese so.
Now, one plot of land in Abuja.
Ni Abuja ni plot kan lohun.
The money you pay for one plot.
Oh, what you have for ibi ti a le ko le kan si?
It's enough to build a mansion.
Eleyi to ko ile to se merigede.
If you have 5 acres of land in Abuja.
Ti o ba ni eka marun ile ni Abuja.
I can almost say you don't need to work again.
Money be so fun o pe o nilo ati sise ro.
But somebody gave 5 acres of land where I wanted it.
Ugbe ni kan fi eka marun ile sile ni ona bi gangan ti a fe si.
When I got into the plane on my way back.
Nigba ti baba wa de inu oko furufu nigba tan pada bo.
And I thought back on what happened.
Won si wa ronu to ti sele na.
I found that I have to be careful what I say.
Won si wa so pe awon lati ki sara nipa ohun ti won so.
And I'm saying tonight we talk carefulness.
Won si wa so lale yi pelu gbogbo iki sara.
There is someone here tonight.
Any kan be ni lale yi.
Who will say bye bye to poverty? If you are the one, join me in shouting hallelujah. Okay, now Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19.
Where Isaiah? Ori ikini ese ikokanbilogun.
Isaiah 1 verse 19.
Isaiah ori ikini ese ikokanbilogun.
If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. There are two basic conditions for supernatural abundance. Number one, you must be willing. Number two, you must be obedient.
That's the brother there, little brother.
You must be willing.
A brother there, little friend.
And you must be obedient.
That's the brother there, little brother.
So I want you to say, I will be willing.
As a pay a meal fair.
And then number two, I will be obedient.
Okay, a meal for brother.
Now, the reason you must be willing to become supernaturally rich.
It's
because, number one, God the Father is willing. He wants you to be supernaturally rich. There is a passage in Deuteronomy chapter 8 that is always misunderstood.
Deuteronomy
chapter 8.
Deuteronomy ori ikejo.
From verse 11 to 14.
Lati ese kokala si kerela.
Deuteronomy 8, 11 to 14.
Deuteronomy ori ikejo ese kokala si kerela.
Let me read it to you. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandments and the statutes and the judgments which I command this day to do them.
Wherefore
it shall come to pass, if ye hearken to these judgments and keep and do them, and the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which is swear unto thy fathers. I should be reading chapter 8. Beware, that's verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgment and his statutes which I command thee this day. Thank you.
Ma kie sara re ki won ki o ma se agba se gbagbe Oluwa Olorun re li apa ofin re ati idajo re ati ilana re mo ti mo fi lele bi ase fun o le oni.
Lest when thou hast eaten and art full and hast built goodly houses and dwell therein.
Ki iwo ki o ma ba je yoto ki o si ko ile daradara ki o si
And when thy herds and thy flocks multiply, and thy silver and thy gold is multiplied, and all that thou hast is multiplied.
Ati ki owo eran re ati agbo eran re ki o ma ba po si to ki fadaka ati wura re po si ati ki ohun gbogbo ti iwo ni po si.
Then thy heart be lifted up, and thou forget the Lord thy God, which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage.
Nipa naa ni ki okan re wa gbe soke iwo a si gbagbe Oluwa Olorun re ti o mu o lati le Egypt jade wa kuro ni oko eru.
Some people have read this passage and they have said that God is saying, no, you must not prosper, because if you prosper you will forget God.
Opolopo lo ti ka ibi ti aka yi won wa so pe Olorun so pe be ko o nilu ati lowo ya nturu ko mo ba gbagbe Olorun re.
And that's all what God is saying here.
So what is the Olorun so ni bi ti aka yi ni?
In fact, what God is saying here is this.
Ohun ti Olorun so ni ni yi,
he saying, I have a plan for your life.
Olorun so pe mo ni eto kan gogi fun aye re.
He said, one day is coming.
Ojo kan nbo
where you will eat and you will be full.
O je o tun yo pelu.
He said, one day is coming.
Ojo kan nbo
where you will build beautiful houses. He said, one day is coming. You will not just build the beautiful houses, you will own them, you will dwell in them.
He
said, one day is coming when you have plenty of herds and flocks. He said, then not only will you have herds and flocks, they will multiply. He said, you will have silver first. And then you will have gold.
Now
that means you will prosper progressively. And then he said, after you had silver and you have had gold, I will still multiply both of them. Then he said, even everything else you have shall be multiplied. So God is saying, listen, this day is coming. Be careful when the day comes that you don't forget me, your God. In other words, he says, your day of multiplication is around the
corner.
Be careful that when you have prospered, you are going to prosper. Be careful when you have prospered. That when you are prospered, you don't forget your God.
In other
words, God is warning you in advance that when the prosperity comes, it will not destroy you, it will only lead to multiplication.
Because
God, like everybody else, knows that it is more difficult to manage success than to manage failure.
Somebody who
is sleeping on a mat, we pray at night.
Ẹni tó jẹ́ pé orí ẹni ló ń sùn, ikú wọlé ahoro bá ń sáré yóò gbàdúrà lóru.
Why?
Kí ni díẹ̀?
Because by the time he's lying on one side for some time,
nígbà tí ó bá ti fẹ̀gbẹ́ kan lélẹ̀ fún ìgbà kan,
and the side is beginning to pain him or her,
tí ẹ̀gbẹ́ náà bá sì ń ro,
he will turn over.
Yóò yíra padà.
In the process of turning over,
nígbà tó bá sì yíra padà,
he will wake up even if it's for only 1 minute.
Yóò jí bó ti ẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ní ìṣẹ́jú kan ni.
And if he wants to pray, he will say, oh God, thank you, I'm still alive.
Tí ó bá fẹ́ gbàdúrà, á ní mo dúpẹ́ mo wà láàyè bó ti ẹ̀ jẹ́ pé orí ẹni ni mo ń sùn.
But if the bed is water bed,
mo to wa je pe bed ta bi sun e ti olomi ni
electrically controlled
e to je pe ero ina la fin dari e
when it is hot the bed is cold
nigba ti iyara ba gbona bed na tutu
when the room is cold the bed is warm
nigba ti iyara ba tutu bed a abo
that is the time God is saying is coming your way
akoko ti olorun so mo npo lodo re leleyi
and he said when that time comes
nigba ti akoko yi ba de o
not if
ko so pe jo so pe to ba de
ki se boya
ki se pe boya
when
nigba to ba de
it is coming your way
eleyi ti bo si pe o di dada ko wa si ona re
when that time comes
nigba ti akoko yi ba de
he said please don't forget your God
jọwọ ma se gbagbe ọlọrun rẹ o
if I know that this time is coming
tin ba si mo pe iru akoko bayi nbo
you may ask me then daddy why didn't you tell us before now
ele ba bi pe daddy ki lo de ki e fi se tele fun wa tele
people who had preached prosperity before me
pe awon to ti waasu iloro ko to ri pe mo bere si waasu
somehow some of them had preached prosperity as if it is separate from holiness
opolopo lo tin waasu iloro bi eni pe ayasoto fun iwa mi si iwa mi mo
but holiness is the mother of prosperity
sugbon iwa mi mo o na ni to iya to bi iloro
if you are not holy and you prosper
ti o ba je mi mo to si iloro
the prosperity of fool will destroy him
oro awon asiwere lo ma npa won
but if you are holy
mo to ba je mi mo
and prosperity comes
ti iloro ba si de
the blessings of the Lord
ibuku olorun
it make it rich
o ma mu ni la
and there no sorrow with it somebody here tonight
any can be ni lale
is not only going to say bye bye to poverty
he say you go body go the boss ni ka
is also going to say bye bye to sorrow
no what you go to ku banuja
if you are the one saying amen loud and clear
what you want you know so ami
now how do I know that God is willing that you will prosper tremendously
bawo ni mo se le mo pe olorun fe ki n loro yanturu
because like the preacher who spoke before me said
gaga bi eni ti o soro saju awon baba wa se so
birds of the same feather flock together
eya bi eru kan na ma npo papo
God is very rich
oluwa olorun o je en to loro lopolopo
psalm 24 verse 1 says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof
iwe sa iwe olorin david ori kerin le logun ese kini so pe ti o ti oluwa nile ati ekun re
Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 says silver is mine gold is mine
agari ori keji ese kejo so pe wura ati fadaka temi ni
psalm 50 verse 9 to 12
iwe olorin david ori adota ese keso si kejila
God said every animal anywhere you can find them they belong to me
olorun so pe gbogbo awon eranko nibi kibi to ba ti le ri won o je ti emi olorun
in john 14 verse 2
ninu we johanu ori kere lai se keji
jesus christ said
jesus christ wi pe
in my father's house
ninu ile baba mi
he didn't say there are hearts
ko so pe awon ahere
he said there are what many mansions
awon ibugbe daradara wa nbe
the almighty god is extremely wealthy
Olorun Olodumare o je eni to ni oro yanturu ta o le kaniye
and the elders have a saying
awon agba ti ma npa lowe
the rich befriend the rich
olowo ma nsore olowo
and the other people befriend themselves
awon egbe keji na won ma nsore ara won
who are your friends
awon wo lo re ti e
open your mouth and say it
so awon to je ore re
don't worry if it is not yet so
mo se yora re lerun ti o ba ti ri be bayi o ma ri be na ni
God says he calls things that be not as though they were
olorun so pe o ma npe awon ohun ti o ri be yo si ma mu ki won je be
that your friend that was poor
ore re to je talaka ni
up till tonight
titi da sale
is not going to remain poor any longer
oni je eni kan to talaka bi tateyinwa mo
so who are your friends
alo re re
open your mouth and say it. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 15.
You know where Exodus ori keta ese kan lilogun.
Exodus 3 verse 15.
Exodus ori keta ese kan lilogun.
God said to Moses.
Olorun so fun Mose,
I am the God of Abraham.
Emi ni Olorun Abraham.
Of Isaac.
Emi ni Olorun Isaac.
And of Jacob.
Ati Olorun Jacob.
He said, this shall be my name forever.
Eleyi ni oruko mi o ma je titi lai.
From generation to generation. I know we've learned some things about these people. Let me just show you briefly a little more about Abraham, about Isaac, about Jacob. Genesis 13 verse 2.
Genesis 1 Ketala ese ikeji.
He's talking about Abraham.
Also, nipa Abraham nibe.
Let's hear what he says about Abraham.
Eje ki awo nkan ti o so nipa Abraham.
This man that God said is my friend.
Eni ti Olorun pe ni ore re.
And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver and in gold.
Abraham si la gidigidi ni eran osin ni padaka ati ni wura.
Remember, God says, silver is mine, gold is mine.
The
cattle upon the thousand hills, they are mine. And Abraham was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold.
Abraham was la gidigidi ni eranse ni padaka ati ni wura.
Genesis 14 verse 14.
No, Genesis ori kerinla ese ori kerinla.
Genesis 14 verse 14.
Genesis ori kerinla ese kerinla.
And when Abraham heard that his brother was taken captive, he armed his trained servants, born in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan.
Nigbati Abraham gbọ pe adi arakunrin oni igbeku. Oko awon omo odo re ti ako ti abini ile re jade on eniyan o di meji o si lepa de dani.
Abraham had 318 servants, male servants.
Abraham oni meji le ni ogun le ni odun awon dagudago omokunrin ti ako nile.
Some people should go back to school to learn Yoruba. 318 men servants who could fight.
Meji di logun leni odunrun awon jagunjagun ti abininu le.
That's men, not counting the women.
Eleyi je awon okunrin ti si awon obirin.
318 house boys.
Awon to je arani lowo ninu ile to oye ti aso yi.
How many of you have 20 house boys?
Hey, amelo lo ni ara ni lowo ninu le to to ogun ba se joko
boys and girls
to ti e je pe boya won je okunrin abobirin ti ani to ogun.
I want to appeal to those of you who think you are rich, listen to me carefully.
Mo fe so fun gbogbo eyi ti ero pe e lola e jowo e te ti si mi daada.
We are talking of supernatural wealth now.
An soro nipa oro ati ola lati oke wa bayi.
Because the reason why we are holding this special Holy Ghost service is because of something God spoke to me about in August last year.
Nitori idi ti a bi se ise pataki eleyi o ni ohun ti Olorun baba wa wa so ni osu kejo odun to koja.
He asked me, how many millionaires do I want?
Won bi baba Olorun bi baba ale re pe eya melo ni olola to lowo ya juru to fe ko wa ninu ijo re.
And I said, at least 10,000.
Won si wa so fun won pe o kere julo egberun lona mewa.
Now when I said at least,
nipa ti won so pe o kere julo,
I'm using the language of a mathematician.
One lo de awon ni zero.
At least 10,000 means it can be 100,000.
O kere julo o le ko je egberun lona mewa eleyi tumo si pe o le je egberun lona 100.
It can be 1 million.
O ti le je egberun lona egberun kan.
How many of you will be one of them?
Eya melo lo ma je.
Let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
Genesis 24.
Wait, Genesis ori ikeni leni ogun.
Genesis 24.
Genesis ori ikeni leni ogun.
From verse 34 to 35.
Lati ese ikeni leni ogun si ikarun leni ogun.
Genesis 24:34-35. And he said, I am Abraham's servant. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly. Who blessed Abraham? The devil? And how did God bless him? Bless him how? Greatly. And the Lord has blessed my master greatly. And he's become great. And he has given him, God has given him flocks. And herds. And silver. And gold. And men servants. And maid servants. And camels. And ashes. God has blessed. Not the devil. God has blessed Abraham greatly. If it is an evil to be blessed, then God must be evil. But God is not evil. There is no evil in him at all. The Bible says God is absolutely good. And he found a man that he calls his friend and blessed him greatly. God is going to bless me greatly. Open your mouth and say it as if you... You see, the reason I'm emphasizing this point is because the Lord made it clear to me that many of you are afraid of blessing. Some of you pretend that you want to be blessed, but you are afraid. If today God were to say that he's going to buy a jet for somebody, there will be some people who will say, God, softly, softly. Volkswagen. Even if it's second hand, provided it's moving, let's. God has blessed Abraham greatly. Tell the fellow next to you, it must be me God is talking to tonight. And then, let's consider Isaac. You know him. The Bible said that when Abraham was going to die, all that he had, he handed it over to Isaac. He gave to him everything he had. He handed it over to Isaac. So Isaac started off very well. But that's not what made Isaac what he became. Because some of us are born poor. Some of us didn't inherit anything. I mean, not a thing from our father. Because the poor man had nothing to leave behind. And you must change. You must change that one in your family. You must change it completely. Because the Bible says a righteous man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. The same shall happen in your life from now on in Jesus' name. Now, Genesis 26, from verse 12 to 14,
láti ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlá sí ìkẹrìnlá.
Genesis 26:12-14.
Genesis orí ìkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìlá sí ìkẹrìnlá.
He says,
ọ̀hún pé,
then Isaac sowed in that land.
Nígbà náà ni Isaac fúrúgbìn ní ilẹ̀ náà.
And receiving the same year a hundredfold.
Ó sì rí ọrọ̀ ọ̀run mú.
And the Lord bless him.
Olúwa sì bùsí fún.
The Lord bless him.
Olúwa bùsí fún.
Not the devil, the Lord bless him.
Kì í ṣe Sàtánì àbí Èṣù, Olúwa bùsí fún.
And the man works great.
Ọkùnrin náà sì di púpọ̀.
God must be talking about me tonight.
Ọlọ́run ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa mi lálẹ́ yìí o.
And the man works great.
Ọkùnrin náà sì di púpọ̀.
And went forward.
Ó sì ń lọ síwájú.
And grew.
Ó sì ń pọ̀ sí.
Until he became very great.
Títí ó fi di ènìyàn ńlá gidigidi.
Greater than his father.
Ó di ènìyàn ńlá gidigidi ju bàbá rẹ̀.
For he had possession of flocks.
Nítorí ó ní agbo àgùntàn.
And possession of herds.
Àti ní agbo ẹran.
And great store of servants.
Àti ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀.
He was storing servants like you would store goats.
Ṣé ni pé ó kó àwọn ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ jọ bí ìgbà tí èèyàn ń sin ẹran ọ̀sìn.
And the Philistines envied him.
Àwọn ará Philistia sì ń ṣe ìlara rẹ̀.
Here is one man who was richer than the whole nation.
Ọkùnrin kan ni a sọ̀rọ̀ nípa rẹ̀ yìí tó jẹ́ pé ó ní ọrọ̀ ju gbogbo orílẹ̀-èdè kan.
And the Philistines were not poor.
Àwọn Philistia yìí wọ̀n sí ń ṣe olùsìn.
No, study the story of the Philistines, they were rich people.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a ka ìtàn àwọn ará Philistia, wọ́n jẹ́ ọlọ́rọ̀.
But all their wealth put together.
Ṣùgbọ́n gbogbo ọrọ̀ wọn dábàá papọ̀.
Was less than that of Isaac.
Kò tó ti èyí tí Isaac ní.
You know God promised.
Ǹjẹ́ a ti mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run ṣèlérí.
Concerning you.
Nípa tiẹ̀.
That you will lend to nations.
Ọlọ́run sọ pé o máa yá orílẹ̀-èdè.
The problem with many of us.
Ẹgbàálà tí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wá ní.
But the Lord make clear to me.
Tí Ọlọ́run sì bá àwọn bàbá wa sọ.
Is that some of you have a river.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ yín ló ní odò.
Instead of an ocean.
Nígbà tó yẹ kẹ́ ẹ ní òkun.
Oh, you had some hundreds of thousands of naira.
A ní ẹgbẹgbẹ̀rún lọ́nà dasẹ́rẹ́ kan owó.
In your village, maybe you are the only one with a story building.
Bóyá ní ìlú ibidí agbẹ́bí wa, àwa nìkan la kọ́lé orí òkè.
And the ceiling is made of wood.
A sì igi sì ní a fi ṣe àwọn ohun tí tó jẹ́ sílé rẹ̀.
So that when you are walking there, people under on the ground floor cannot sleep.
Nígbà tí àwọn tí tó bá sì rìn lórí ibi dẹ́kin rẹ̀, àwọn tó wà ń sálẹ̀ ò ní lè sùn.
And so you think that I have arrived.
A sì wá wípé ọwọ́ mi ti tẹ̀ báyìí.
Some of us have a couple of millions.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa ló tiẹ̀ ní mílíọ̀nù díẹ̀.
And they know us maybe in our local government.
Wọ́n sì mọ̀ wọ́n ní àwọn ìpele ti ìbílẹ̀ ìjọba.
And we think we have arrived.
A ti rò pé ọwọ́ wa ti tẹ̀.
You read in the newspapers.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká ka àwọn ìwé ìròyìn.
You hear on CNN.
A sì ń gbọ́ lórí ìròyìn CNN.
Dollars.
Bílíọ̀nù dọ́là.
If we are to change that to naira, let's just forget it. You don't know how to calculate it.
Tí a bá fẹ́ yí eléyìí padà sí náírà, àkàníye àkàtọ́ni.
He said, I'm giving as a gift, voluntary donation.
Ó wí pé eléyìí mo kàn fi mo fi ń ta wọ́n lọ́rẹ̀ bí ọrẹ ọ̀fẹ́.
This fellow is not even a Christian.
Ẹni tí a sọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ yìí kì í ṣe Kristẹni.
Don't worry, we will come to that one in a moment.
Wọ́n yọra rẹ lẹ́nu, a ó débi eléyìí tó bá yá.
You need to open your heart tonight.
O gbọ́dọ̀ sí ọkàn rẹ payá lálẹ́.
You must make up your mind, you are tired of the river, you want the ocean.
O gbọ́dọ̀ sọ fúnra rẹ pé odò yìí ti sú mi, òkun ni mo fẹ́.
Here was a man that became so wealthy, a whole nation envied him.
Ọkùnrin kan ṣoṣo leléyìí èyí tó lọ́rọ̀ tó bẹ́ẹ̀ jẹ́ gbogbo orílẹ̀-èdè ń ṣe ìlara rẹ̀.
In other words, God is saying, I want to prosper someone here tonight.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún wa pé òun fẹ́ sọ ẹnìkan di ọlọ́rọ̀ lálẹ́.
That everybody at least in Nigeria will be saying, are you the only one serving God?
Gbogbo àwọn ènìyàn tó wà ní Nàìjíríà wọ́n máa sọ pé ṣó nìkan lẹni tó lọ́rọ̀ ni àbó nìkan Ọlọ́run fẹ́.
But then suppose, let's see what happened after this man prospered like this.
ẹjẹ́ kí ẹ tí wá wọn tó sẹlẹ̀ lẹ́yìn tí ọkùnrin yìí di ọlọ́run gidigidi.
Look at Genesis 26.
Ìwé Genesis orí ìkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Verse 24.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹrìndínlógún.
And the Lord appeared unto him to Isaac the same night.
Olúwa sì fi ara hàn Isaac ní òru ọjọ́ náà.
And said,
ó sì wí pé,
I am the God of Abraham thy father.
Èmi ni Ọlọ́run Abrahamu bàbá rẹ.
Fear not.
Má ṣe bẹ̀rù.
For I am with thee.
Nítorí èmi wà pẹ̀lú rẹ.
I will bless thee.
Èmi ò bù sí fún ọ.
I multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake.
Èmi ò sì mú irú ọmọ rẹ nítorí Abrahamu ọmọ ọ̀dọ̀ mi.
I thought that if somebody is as rich as this, God will say that's enough.
Mo rò pé tí ẹnìkan bá lọ́rọ̀ irú èyí tó ní, ó yẹ kọ́ lọ sọ pé ó tó ẹgẹ́ bẹ́ẹ̀.
The God said, no, I will bless thee.
Ọlọ́run wá sọ pé bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́ kò tí ì tó n ó tún bù sí fún ọ.
In other words, God was saying to him, my boy, you haven't seen anything yet.
Ọlọ́run sọ fún ọ̀dọ́mọkùnrin pé o tí ì rí nkankan, mo ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ bẹ̀rẹ̀ pẹ̀lú ẹni.
After he has already become richer than a nation.
Lẹ́yìn tí ọrọ̀ rẹ ti ju ti orílẹ̀-èdè kan lọ.
God said, boy, you haven't seen anything yet.
Ó wí pé ìwọ ọmọkùnrin mi ò tí ì rí nkankan.
He said, I'm going to bless you.
Pé n ó bùkún fún ọ.
I'm going to multiply you.
N ó sì mú ọ lọ́pọ̀.
Now, if you look at all the words God used here.
Tí o bá sì ń wo àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ tí Ọlọ́run ń lò nìkọ̀ọ̀kan ní.
He kept on talking about multiplication.
Ṣé ló ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìfẹ̀sẹ́yìn ìfiyíra tó máa pọ̀?
He didn't say, I will add to you. He said, I will multiply you.
Kò sọ pé n ó fi kún, ṣùgbọ́n n ó yí po lọ́nà ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀.
What about Jacob?
Báwo ni a kásẹ̀ sọ ti Jacob sí?
You know Jacob very well.
Àmọ́ Jacob dáadáa.
That one was a tough fellow.
Ọkùnrin tí a ń sọ̀rọ̀ rẹ̀ yóò le bí àdá.
He was a cunning man.
Ó jẹ́ ọlọ́gbọ́n àyínike àyínipadà.
And he was living with another man who was a cunning man.
Ó sì ń èké àtèké lójijọ́ ń gbé.
And his own corn, what do you call it now? His own corny was more corny than the corny of his uncle's corny.
Ṣùgbọ́n àti ọgbọ́n àyínike àyínipadà tiẹ̀, ó tún ta lékè ń tàjú ẹni tó lọ́gbọ́n àyínike àyínipadà tó ń bá gbé.
I mean, Jacob came from, his mother's side was known for corny.
Níbi tí ilé ìyá Jacob gbogbo wọn la mọ̀ pé ọlọ́gbọ́n àyínike àyínipadà ni wọ́n.
You know his mother.
Àmọ́ màmá ẹ̀ dáadáa.
You know how he maneuvered so that Jacob got the blessing of Esau.
Àmọ́ bí màmá ẹ̀ ṣe yí ìbùkún ẹ̀gbọ́n tó yí fàbù rẹ̀ tí tó jẹ́ Jacob.
And Laban, the uncle of the brother of the mother.
A sì mọ Labani tó jẹ́ ẹ̀gbọ́n tàbí àbúrò fún ìyá rẹ̀.
Who said, you want to marry my daughter, serve me 7 years and you can have her.
Pé o fẹ́ fẹ́ ọmọ mi, o láti ṣèlé fún ọdún méje, ẹ̀ bá fún ẹ.
After 7 years, he switched the girls.
Lẹ́yìn ọdún méje, o tún fi ọgbọ́n ẹ̀wẹ́, o fi yọ ọ́ lẹ̀ pé ẹ̀gbọ́n ni mo kọ́kọ́ máa fi
fún. When the man woke up in the morning, he said, oh, no problem, serve another 7 years.
Nígbà tí ó jí dìde, ọkùnrin náà sọ pé mo yọra ẹ lẹ́nu, ó yá ọdún méje mi.
It's like the song we used to sing in those days, corny man die, corny man bury am.
Ó dàbí orin tí wọ́n máa ń kọ nígbà náà, èké kú, èké náà ló sì ń kú.
So Jacob said, oh, that's all right, you know how to be corny, that's all right, we two can play the game.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ni Jacob ní sí ọgbẹ́ pẹ̀wẹ́ ni àádìjọ́ máa ṣe ẹni tó bá lè para wọn láyò.
Look at Genesis chapter 30.
Ìwé Genesis orí ọgbọ̀n.
Verse 43.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàléníogójì.
And the man, that is Jacob, increased exceedingly.
Ọkùnrin náà sì pọ̀ gidigidi.
The Bible said he increased how? Exceedingly.
Ọkùnrin náà sì pọ̀ gidigidi.
And had much cattle.
Ó sì ní ẹran ọ̀sìn púpọ̀.
And made servants.
Àti ìránṣẹ́bìnrin.
And men servants.
Àti ìránṣẹ́kùnrin.
And camels.
Àti ìbákasíẹ.
And ashes.
Àti kẹ́tẹ́kẹ́tẹ́.
He increased exceedingly.
Ó pọ̀ sí gidigidi.
I thought God would say, Jacob.
Mo rò pé Ọlọ́run á sọ pé Jacob.
I have nothing to do with you.
Mi ò ní nǹkan kan bá ọ ṣe o.
You are too rich.
Pé ọrọ̀ rẹ ti pọ̀ jù.
You had increased exceedingly.
Pé ọrọ̀ rẹ yìí ó ti pọ̀ sí gidigidi.
Therefore, get away from my sight.
Pé yóò sọ fún pé kúrò níwájú mi.
But Genesis 31 verse 3.
Ṣùgbọ́n ìwé Genesis orí ìkọkànléní
Genesis 31 verse 3.
Genesis ori kokan leni ogbon ese keta.
And the Lord said unto Jacob, return unto the land of thy fathers,
pada lo si ile awon baba re,
and to thy kindred,
ati si odo awon ara re,
and I will be with thee.
Emi o si pelu re.
Somebody is going to increase exceedingly.
Enikan yo po si gidigidi.
And God will still be with the fellow.
Olorun yo si wa pelu iru eni be.
Be willing to prosper. Because God the Father wants you to prosper.
Nitori pe Olorun baba o fe ki o loro.
And then God the Son,
sibe si siwaju si Olorun omo,
when he came,
nipati o wa,
when he put on the flesh and came to the world,
nipati o pe awon eniyan wo to si wa si aye,
confirmed it.
O wa fi idi eleyi mule,
that God is willing for you to prosper.
Pe Olorun fe ko ni oro.
He said in John chapter 10. Verse 10. John chapter 10 verse 10. He said it is the thief that comes to steal, to kill and to destroy. He said, but I have come that you might have life. And have it how? Abundantly. In that verse, Jesus says, it is the enemy that wants you to diminish. They want to steal. They want to kill. They want to destroy. He said, I've come to do the opposite. I want you to have life and have it not just abundantly, but have it more abundantly. That means if you have abundant life this year, next year you are to have more abundantly. Brethren, we need to know that in the world there is no room for standing still.
It's
either you are moving forward or you are moving backwards. You can't stay where you are. No, the world is constantly moving. So if you are not moving forward, you can be sure of one thing, you are moving backwards. If you are not going upwards, you can be sure of one thing, you are going downwards. If you are not increasing, you can be sure you are decreasing. If you have 100 naira now, 100 and you are not increasing on that 100, I can assure you by this time next week it
will
be 100 naira you have. Something must have happened to it. So it's either you are increasing or you are decreasing. As a matter of fact, the moment you stop growing, you start dying. Share with some of my pastors the other day. When you are young and you are still growing, you eat anything.
It's
just eat it and you use it to grow. Muscles begin to develop.
At
the moment you reach a certain height, and you can't grow taller, any excess food you eat, they become problem. When you stop growing, you start dying. The same is true of prosperity. And God the Holy Spirit, speaking through John the Beloved, gave the message that the pastor explained to us at the beginning.
si wa so ise iranse ti alufa to ba wa so lakoko ni so fun wa.
I wish above all things.
O ni mo fe leke ohun gbogbo.
That you prosper.
Pe ki iwo ki o le loro.
That's the first word.
Oro akoko ni.
That you what? Prosper.
Pe ki iwo ki o le loro.
And be in health.
Ko si wa ni ilera.
So that you'll be able to enjoy the prosperity.
Ki o le ri emi digun ati alaafia lo oro yi.
As your soul prospers.
Gege bi okan re na se loro.
God is saying, as you move closer and closer to me.
Olorun so pe bo ba si sumo mi to sumo mi si.
Above everything else.
Ju on gbogbo lo.
I will see to it that you prosper.
Wo ri daju pe o loro.
And that you remain in health.
O si ni alaafia lati lo oro yi.
When you study the Bible,
nigbati o ba se to ka bibeli dada,
you will be amazed that God deals in gold.
Yo ya lenu pe Olorun en to ba nfi wura sere ni
pure gold
ni awon wura to magara.
When you get home, read Exodus 25.
Nigbati o ba dele ko kawe Exodus ori ikam logbon,
and you will see when he was telling Moses to build a tabernacle for him. Everything that pertains to God in the tabernacle, he said it must be of pure gold.
Oni gbogbo nkan kan to ba je mo ti Olorun ninu tabernacle yi o gbodo je eyi ti a fi gold to mo gara se.
For example,
if you are
if you read verse 17 to 22 there,
ti o ba ka ese keta dini ogun si ikeji leni ogun,
he said in the tabernacle there must be a seat for him.
Ninu oninu tabernacle yi ibi ijoko kan gboro wa fun o.
He calls it the mercy seat.
Eleyi lo pe ni ibi ijoko anu.
He said it must be of pure gold.
Pe o gbodo je wura to mo gara.
If you read verse 29.
Ti abaka ese ikokan ni ogbon.
He said my dishes.
Oni awon ijeun.
My spoons.
Awon sibi ijeun mi.
The cover you will use to cover whatever food you bring for me. The bowls inside which you are going to put the bread.
Ati gbogbo awon abo ti o ma fi bread si.
Must be of pure gold.
O gbodo je wura to mo gara.
If you read verse 31 and 38.
Ti abaka ese kokan le ni ogbon ati ese keji din ni ogoji.
He said my candlestick.
Oni awon ti opa on to nbe abela duro.
My lamps.
Ati awon atupa fitila mi.
What you will use to remove ashes from the wick that is burning.
Ati gbogbo awon ti a ma fi ma mu gbogbo awon eru.
Must be of pure gold.
Gbogbo e gbono je wura to mo gara.
So why is he talking of pure gold?
Kini di ti Olorun bi so nipa wura to mo gara?
Because where he lives.
Nitori pe ni bi ti o nbe.
According to Revelation 21 verse
21.
The streets.
Ni awon popo na.
Were of pure gold.
O je wura ni a fi se to mo gara.
In fact, the Bible says it's as pure as ordinary glass.
Pe awon wura to mo gara yi won si tu wa ntan. Won ntan bi digi.
And when you go to heaven.
Nigbati o ba dorun ta ba dorun.
And I pray you will go there.
Mo gbadura pe o de be o.
And it is time to reward you.
Ti o si to akoko lati ri pe a fun oni ere.
The crowns that God is going to give.
Ade ti Olorun yo fi fun.
They are crowns of gold.
Won je awon ade ti a fi wura se.
You must be willing to prosper.
O gbodo ri pe oni lokan o fe lati loro.
I keep on hammering this because unless you are willing, there is nothing God can do.
Mo lati ma gbe enu leleyi lore kore nitori pe ti o ba fe ko si ohun ti Olorun le se ta
ko. God wants you to prosper.
Olorun fe ki Olorun.
Another reason why you must be willing.
Idi mi na ti o gbogbo fe ni.
Is that the opposite of prosperity is poverty.
Odikeji loro o na ni osi.
And poverty is a curse.
Osisi je o je egun.
It is nothing to rejoice in.
Ki se on to ya ke yan ma yo le lori.
Don't let anybody deceive you.
Ma se je ki anikeni o tan o je o.
If you don't believe me, read Deuteronomy 28.
Ti o ba gba mi gbo ko kawe Deuteronomy ori keji din ni ogbon.
Begin to read from verse 15.
E bere si ka lati ese karun dogun.
Try and read it.
E ka e gbiyanju lati ka.
I can't read it to you.
Emi o ni ka fun o.
because it's too terrible.
Nítorí pé eléyìí ó lágbára.
You bet. Read it with one eye open. That's the way I read it every time I got there.
Mo fẹ́ kí o fojú ẹ̀bá ojú kan ni kó o fi kà á bí bàbá wa ní Olúwa ti máa ń kà ní.
Because it's terrible.
Nítorí pé ó le.
Some of the things that God said will happen to those who disobey him.
Àwọn tí Ọlọ́run sọ pé máa ṣẹlẹ̀ fún àwọn tí ó.
Lára àwọn kan tí.
Àwọn nǹkan tí Ọlọ́run sọ pé máa ṣẹlẹ̀ fún àwọn tí ò bá gbà.
He said heaven will become brass.
Pé ọ̀run yóò le kókókó.
He said the ground will become iron.
Pé ilẹ̀ yóò wá dàbí irin.
He said instead of rain it is dust that will be falling.
Pé nígbà tó yẹ kójò rọ̀ àwọn eruku ló máa rọ̀.
I don't want that one.
Èmi ò fẹ́ eléyìí láyé èdè mi.
I don't even want it for my enemy at
all. Mi ò fẹ́ fún àwọn ọ̀tá mi pẹ̀lú.
And the Bible made it clear.
Bíbélì ti sọ.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 2:26.
Nínú ìwé oníwàásù oríkejì ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Ecclesiastes 2:26.
Oníwàásù oríkejì ẹsẹ̀ kẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
He said travail is for sinners.
Ẹlẹ́sẹ̀ ni a fi ìṣẹ́ fún.
Poverty is for sinners.
A òsì ẹlẹ́sẹ̀ lónìí.
I don't want poverty.
Èmi ò fẹ́ òsì tèmi o.
I say I refuse poverty.
A ní mo kọ́ òsì.
Open your mouth and say it loud and clear.
Ìwọ́nà àkọ́kọ́ ra rẹ̀ ló.
Not only is poverty terrible.
Kì í ṣe pé òsì ó burú jáì.
I've told you that.
Mo ti sọ fún yín tẹ́lẹ̀.
I've been poor before.
Pé mo jẹ́ tálákà tẹ́lẹ̀.
And I know what I suffered.
Mo sì mọ ohun tí mo jìyà.
And I don't want to see anybody suffer like that.
Mi ò sì fẹ́ kí ẹnikẹ́ni ó jẹ irú ìyá yìí.
But you see, poverty is not just only it's not only a curse.
Kì í ṣe pé òsì yìí ó jẹ́ ègún nìkan.
Poverty has a twin brother.
Òsì náà ó tún wá ní àbúrò kan. Ó ní igbákejì.
Ó ní ìbejì kan.
Ó ní ìbejì kan.
Two of them they were born together.
Ìbejì èkejì ẹ̀yìn wọ́n dìjọ bí wọn papọ̀ ni.
And the twin brother of poverty is shame.
Àti pé ìkejì òsì òun náà ni ìtìjú ẹ̀gàn.
If poverty is Taiwo.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé òsì jẹ́ Taiwo.
Shame is Kehinde.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ìtìjú sì wá jẹ́ Kehinde.
I'm not the one who says so.
Èmi kọ́ ló ń bẹ́ o.
I will show you in the Bible, Proverbs 13.
Ìwé òwe orí ìkẹtàlá.
Verse 18.
Ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógún.
Proverbs 13 verse 18.
Ìwé òwe orí ìkẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìdínlógún.
He says.
Ó wí pé.
Poverty and shame shall be to him that refuseth instruction.
Òsì àti ìtìjú ni fún ẹni tí ó kọ ẹ̀kọ́.
The two of them work together.
Àwọn méjèèjì ìbejì ni wọ́n máa ń rìn pọ̀ ni wọ́n.
If you see poverty, shame is not far away.
Tí o bá ti rí òsì, ìtìjú náà wà níbì kan lágbègbè rẹ̀.
And it belongs to those who will not hear God.
Ó sì jẹ́ fún àwọn tí ò ní bẹ̀rù Ọlọ́run.
But for you.
Ṣùgbọ́n fún ìwọ.
The Bible said.
Bíbélì wípé.
Wealth and glory.
Pé ọrọ̀ àti ògo.
Shall be your portion.
Òní ò jẹ́ ipa tirẹ̀.
You see, because wealth also has a twin brother.
Nítorí pé ọ̀rọ̀ náà òun náà ní ìbejì.
If wealth is Taiwo, glory is Kehinde.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé ọ̀rọ̀ ni Taiwo, ògo òun náà ni à ń pè ní Kehinde.
When you see a man.
Tó bá rí ọkùnrin kan.
Who is wealthy.
Tó bá ní ọ̀rọ̀.
By the time you see him coming, you can see him shining.
Nígbà tí ó bá ń bọ̀, wàá rí tí ó máa tàn.
And the Bible says.
Bíbélì sì wípé.
In Proverbs chapter 3:35.
Nínú ìwé òwe orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùndínlógójì.
Proverbs 3:35.
Ìwé òwe orí kẹta ẹsẹ̀ ìkarùndínlógójì.
He said the wise shall inherit glory.
Ó wí pé àwọn ọlọgbọ́n ni yóò jogún ògo.
The wise shall inherit glory.
Àwọn ọlọgbọ́n ni yóò jogún ògo.
Now who are the wise?
Àwọn wo sì ni ọlọgbọ́n?
Psalm 111:10.
Nínú ìwé orin Dáfídì orí ìkọkànléní àádọ́fà. Ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
Psalm 111:10.
Orin Dáfídì orí ìkọkànléní àádọ́fà ẹsẹ̀ kẹwàá.
The Bible says.
Bíbélì sọ pé.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Ìbẹ̀rù Olúwa ni ìpilẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ọgbọ́n.
So who are the wise ones?
Àwọn wo sì wá ní ọlọgbọ́n yìí?
They are those who fear the Lord.
Àwọn tí ó bẹ̀rù Olúwa ni.
Is anybody here tonight who fears the Lord?
Njẹ́ àwọn kan wà ń bí lálẹ̀ tó bẹ̀rù Olúwa?
All right, if you fear the Lord, you are wise.
Tí o bá bẹ̀rù Olúwa, o jẹ́ ọlọgbọ́n.
And if you are wise, you shall inherit glory.
Tí o bá sì jẹ́ ọlọgbọ́n, o jogún ògo.
Let's read Psalm 112.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wá ka orí ìkọkàn méjìléní àádọ́fà.
Psalm 112.
Orin Dáfídì orí ìkejì méjìléní àádọ́fà.
Let's read from verse 1 to 3.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká kà láti ẹsẹ̀ kìíní sí ìkẹta.
He says, praise ye the Lord.
Ó wí pé ẹ máa yin Olúwa.
Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord.
Ìbùkún ni fún ẹni tí ó bẹ̀rù Olúwa.
That delighteth greatly in his commandments.
Tí inú rẹ̀ dùn jọjọ ní òfin rẹ̀.
His seed shall be mighty upon earth.
Irú ọmọ rẹ̀ yóò lágbára ní ayé.
The generation of the upright shall be blessed.
Ìran ẹni dúró sinsin ni a ò bùkún fún.
Wealth and riches shall be in his house.
Ọlá àti ọrọ̀ yóò wà ní ilé rẹ̀.
Who is God talking to here now?
Ta ni Ọlọ́run ń bá sọ̀rọ̀ níbí yìí?
Did he say poverty and shame shall be in the house of those who fear the Lord?
Ǹjẹ́ ó sọ pé òsì àti ìtìjú yóò wà ní ilé àwọn tó bẹ̀rù ẹ̀ níbí?
I want you to say once again, I say no to poverty.
Sọ pé bẹ́ẹ̀ kọ́ fún òsì mi, mo kọ́ òsì.
That brings us to a very crucial point. Because I believe some of you are already ready now. You are willing.
Nítorí pé mo mọ̀ pé ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa la ti ń fẹ́ báyìí láti lọ́rọ̀.
Prosperity is spiritual warfare.
Pé tí a bá sì sọ̀rọ̀ nípa ìlọ́rọ̀ yìí, ó jẹ́ ìjagun ti ẹ̀mí.
You must be willing to fight.
O gbọ́dọ̀ rí pé o fẹ́ láti jà jàkadì.
For this kind of prosperity we are talking about.
Fún irú àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ tí a ń sọ̀rọ̀ nípa rẹ̀ yìí.
Wa.
Kí ni díẹ̀?
You see, the devil has read the Bible.
Èsù gan ó ti ka Bíbélì.
Several times.
Lọ́pọ̀lọpọ̀ ìgbà.
He knows it from beginning to the end.
Ó sì mọ Bíbélì láti ìbẹ̀rẹ̀ títí dé òpin.
If it were within his power.
Tó bá jẹ́ pé ó wà nípa àìkápá agbára rẹ̀ ni.
He won't allow you to come here tonight.
Kò ní jẹ́ kó wá sí inú ìpàdé tí a wà lálẹ́ yìí.
Because he knows that certain things will come out of the Bible.
Ó mọ̀ pé àwọn nǹkan kan máa jáde nínú Bíbélì.
Things you will discover that you didn't know were there before.
Àwọn ohun tí o mọ̀ pé wà ń bẹ̀ tó sì lè sọ ayé rẹ di dáadáa.
And he knows.
Ó sì mọ̀.
That when you know the truth.
Pé nígbà tí o bá mọ òtítọ́.
The truth will do what?
Òtítọ́ láti sọ ọ́ di òmìnira.
Will make you free.
Yóò sọ ọ́ di òmìnira.
That's why he's been trying to see if he could shut the microphone up.
Ìdí gan ni tó fi ń da ẹ̀rọ tí à ń sọ̀rọ̀ sínú láàmú nìyí.
To see, well, at least they have come. Let me see if they won't hear.
Pé wọ́n tún kú dídé, ẹ jẹ́ kí n dí wọn lọ́wọ́ kán má bàa gbọ́ ohun tí wọ́n ń sọ.
But it's too late now.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó ti bọ́ sórí fún Sátani.
Even if I don't say anything again.
Tí bàbá wa ò bá tiẹ̀ sọ nkankan mí mọ́.
There is somebody here tonight.
Ẹnìkan bẹ ní ìlálẹ́ ìṣe.
Who is going to prosper mightily?
Èyí tó máa lọ́rọ̀ gidigidi.
And because the devil knows the Bible.
Nítorí pé Sátani sì mọ Bíbélì.
And he knows that forever, O Lord, thy word is settled.
Ó sì mọ̀ pé títí láé ọ̀rọ̀ rẹ kalẹ̀ bí ọ̀run.
He knows that in Proverbs 13 verse 22.
Ó mọ̀ pé nínú ìwé òwe orí ìkẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìléníogún.
Proverbs 13 verse 22.
Ìwé òwe orí ìkẹtàlá ẹsẹ̀ ìkejìléníogún.
It is written.
Akọ́ níbẹ̀ pé.
A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children.
Ènìyàn rere fi ogún sílẹ̀ fún àwọn ọmọ ọmọ rẹ̀.
And the wealth of sinner is laid up for the just.
Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ ẹlẹ́sẹ̀ ni a tòjọ fún olódodo.
The devil knows.
Èsú mọ.
That all the money in the hand of sinners now.
Pé gbogbo àwọn owó tó wà lọ́wọ́ àwọn ẹlẹ́sẹ̀ báyìí.
They are your money.
Wọ́n jẹ́ owó tiẹ̀.
That according to the word of God, that cannot be changed.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ti gbé kalẹ̀ tí ò lè yí padà.
Sooner or later.
Pé ó pẹ́ ni o tàbí ó yá.
The money that is in the hand of sinners now will come into your pocket.
Owó tó wà lọ́wọ́ àwọn aláìwà bí Ọlọ́run báyìí yóò wá sí àpótí ẹ.
The devil knows it.
Èsú mọ eléyìí.
The devil also knows.
Èsú sì mọ̀ dájú.
That the way God operates.
Pé gẹ́gẹ́ bí Ọlọ́run ṣe máa ń ṣe àwọn iṣẹ́ tirẹ̀.
Even when he says, I have given you the land, you still have to go and possess it.
Pé tí Ọlọ́run bá sọ pé mo ti fi ilẹ̀ náà fún ọ, ìwọ fúnra rẹ ló máa lọ gbà jàjàgbá.
I mean, he knows what happens in Numbers 13.
O mọ àwọn nǹkan tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ìwé Númeri orí kẹtàlá.
When the people went to survey the land.
Nígbà tí wọ́n lọ àwọn èèyàn yìí lọ sámi ilẹ̀ yìí.
And they came back, they said, the land is exactly as God said.
Wọ́n padà wá wọ́n ní bí Ọlọ́run ṣe sọ pé ilẹ̀ náà rí bẹ́ẹ̀ lórí.
It's a land flowing with milk and honey.
Ó jẹ́ ilẹ̀ tó kún fún wàrà àti fún oyin.
But they said.
Ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n wí pé.
There are giants in the land o.
Àwọn òmìnira wà nílẹ̀ náà o.
We can't go and take it.
A ò lè lọ láti lọ gbà o.
But true boys say. But God say he has given it to us.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn ọmọkùnrin méjì sọ pé Ọlọ́run sọ pé òun ti fún wa.
They say, he said he has given it to us.
Ibẹ̀ ni kẹ́ ẹ dúró sí ó ti fi fún wa.
You want to believe what he said?
Se fe gba n to so gbo ni.
Didn't you see the giants there?
Eyin na ori awon omiran to wa be ni.
Moses.
Moses.
We want to go back to Egypt.
A fe pada si Egypt o.
They wanted to go back into poverty.
Won fe pada sinu osi.
They want to go back into bondage.
Won fe pada sinu ide.
They want to go back into sorrow.
Won fe pada sinu ibanuje.
They want to go back to walking like an elephant and eating like a rat.
Won fe pada sinu keya ma se eriko jeje iliri.
God said, move forward. The ground is prepared. I've given you the land.
Olorun so pe e tesiwaju mo ti fi ile na fun yin.
God has spoken to you tonight.
Olorun ti ba o soro lale yi.
That it is his plan.
Pe o je ohun to wa ninu eto re.
That each of you here.
Pe ki eni kankan to wa ni.
Will be lending to nations.
Pe ki e ma ya orile ede lowo.
The devil knows it is true.
Esu mo pe oro Olorun kale.
But then he knows that many of you will not be ready to fight.
Sugbon mo pe opolopo yin na le o ni se ta lati ja.
You know, I once asked God.
Nigba kan baba wa bi Olorun lere.
Father,
baba,
when you say you've given us the land.
Nigba ti o so pe o ti fun wa nile na.
Why must we fight again to possess it?
Kini idi ta tun fi gbodo jajagbale yi?
And he answered me and said.
O si wa so fun mi pe,
son,
omo,
why don't you look at material things, physical things, and use it to understand spiritual things?
Oh, say wo ye awon to wa nipa tara yi ko fi mo ohun to wa nipa temi.
When they say to you, the food is ready.
Ti won ba so fun o pe ounje yi ati o ti pese re tan.
Will the food automatically come into your stomach?
Say ounje yi bo ba kan se wo loju a kan so kale sinu eni.
If they say the food is ready, what are they asking you to come and do?
Ti won ba so pe ounje ti se tan o, kini won so pe ko wa se ko wa lo owo ati enu e lati gbe sohun.
When they say the water for your bath is ready,
ti won so pe omi iwe o ti se tan.
Does that mean that immediately you are clean?
Nje ele tumo si pe se ni omi na aso si Olorun fun ra.
What are they telling you?
Ki no so fun eye.
Take your sponge.
Mu kan kan.
Take your soap.
Mu ose iwe.
Take your towel.
Be ni mu to weli.
Get to work.
Lo be si se.
How many of you still want to prosper?
Eh amen o, lo si be loro.
Are you sure?
Nje ele da lo ju.
You need to understand.
E gbodo je ki eleyi
that the wealth we are talking about.
Pe oro ti an soro nipa e.
This money, this tremendous amount of money that you need.
Owo ti aso po ma po ni akaniye.
It's not coming, it's not dropping from heaven.
Eleyi se pe o ma rojo lati orun.
It's already here.
O ti wa ni
right here.
O wa ni
I mean on this earth.
O ti wa ninu aye.
I mean, how many of you will believe?
Eyan melo lo le gbagbo.
Until Abachada.
Titi di igba ti lori olede tele gbemi mi to ku.
That somebody could have cash in his house, so many million dollars just hanging around.
Pe eyan le to owo bi igba te eyan to koko tabi rice sinu ile ni owo ile okere.
When some of us couldn't even get money to buy bread.
Nigba ti elomi o ti ri change ti o fi ra bread.
The money is there.
Owo na wa nbe.
And we are going to get it.
Ati ma gba.
I'm going to get my own share.
He
said, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land.
He's
not talking about the good of heaven.
The good of what? The
good of
what?
Because over there, you don't spend money over
there.
You don't ride Mercedes over there. You ride chariots of fire. The food over there is manna, angels' food. They don't need to cook it before you eat it. You eat from the tree of life. Fresh one every month. You drink from the water of life. You don't need money up there. But we need it here. I mean, and now more than ever before, we need the money. Can you imagine what would have happened if God had not put at least some
of the money in your pocket.
Ti Olorun o ba fi die ninu awon owo ti an soro e sinu apo e.
There would have been no festival 99, let's face facts.
Koni si ajodun 99 ti a se koja yi.
And yet we haven't started.
Sugba o ti bere.
Daddy said.
Daddy wi pe
Lekki 98.
We Lekki 98.
Festival 99.
Ajodun ti 99.
There are warm ups.
Ele isi je imaragbona.
The real thing is yet to come.
Eyi to se pataki gan se n bo ni.
That is why you cannot afford to remain poor.
Idi gan ni ti o fi gbodo wa ni po olosi.
You cannot afford.
Arara o ko ye ko ti e to.
And I refuse on your behalf.
Ti wa o ba mo ba se nko baba wa ko fun o ami.
I say I refuse on your behalf.
Baba ko si ami.
Now the sinners know
awon elese si mo
that the money that they have in their pocket is for a short while.
Pe owo to wa lapo won owo ti won ni fun gbadie
that the money is going to drain into our pockets.
Pe owo na o ma so sinu apoti wa.
So they will use that money which they have to defend themselves.
Be ni won ma no owo ti won di lati dabobo ara won.
The Bible says Ecclesiastes 7:12.
Bible is onu we oniwasu ori keje ese kejila.
He said money is a defense.
Be owo je abo.
You can see the way the sinners are defending themselves with the money they have.
O le ri bi awon alaiwa bi Olorun se fi owo to fi dabo bo ara won.
The two of you apply for a contract.
Eyin meji o ni ete le fi we le pe e fe gba kongila.
You have no money.
Sugbo won o lowo.
He already has some.
Sugbo won ni die.
Why you are still carrying about your tender?
Nigba ti o si npe we re kakiri ejo e ba nfowo si.
He has gone round and he has bribed everybody.
Onti lo kakiri o si ti gbe o ti gbe owo eyin fun won.
When they get to the tender board.
Nigba ti won ba de ibi ti won ti ba joko wo.
They don't even bother to open your own.
O ti e ni si file ti e wo.
You won't be there anyway.
O ti e ni si be.
And somebody will say there's a tender here from brother X, Mr. X.
Wan ni iwe kan wa o fun kongila latodo arakunrin X.
Oh, I think I know that man. I think I saw him yesterday. You mean he saw you too? Oh yes, oh yes.
Sorry, wana. Ben, you mean?
They use what they have already to defend themselves. But you have an advantage which you don't know.
Sugbon iwo na ni owo to peleke nka ju ti won lo.
The Bible says in 1 John chapter 4.
Iben is oninu we kini Johannu ori keri ese keri.
Verse 4.
Ori Johannu kini Johannu ori keri ese keri.
1 John chapter 4 verse 4.
Kini Johannu ori keri ese keri.
He said, little children.
O wi pe eyin omo mi.
You have overcome them.
Eyin ti segun won.
Not that you shall, you have. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The reason we are still poor is because we are not willing to be rich. And my daddy has asked me to explain that one to you in this first session. Because the moment you see somebody prospering, many of us would think the fellow is a backslider. You have to change your mind. Seriously. Because you will begin to see prosperous people now.
Amen. Because
I'm going to prosper. I'm going to prosper exceedingly. And when you see me prosper, if you grumble, you'll be in trouble. I was sharing with the pastors just before we came here.
Once
I said we want to talk about becoming millionaires.
As pe afesoro nipa awon ti o da olowo egbegberun.
I said you pastor will say how does that one concern me?
Awon pe aso pe eyin alufa aso pe eleyi o kan wa bibeli la nbe.
Will I become a millionaire if I don't steal church money?
Bawo ni alufa se le do loro lai je po ji owo sosu.
Pastor becomes a millionaire if the congregation become millionaires.
Awon alufa yo di olorun ti awon eni to njo sin nle ijo re ba je olorun.
That's it. That's the way it will work.
Nítorí pé ọ̀rọ̀ máa ń ràn ni bó ṣe máa ń ṣẹ́ nìyí.
Because if there are in your congregation.
Tí àwọn ọlọ́rọ̀ bá wà nínú ilé ìjọsìn.
If there are 10 people in your congregation, each one having his own jet.
Tí àwọn ọlọ́rọ̀ mẹ́wàá tó wà nínú ilé ìjọ rẹ tí wọ́n ní jet tiwọn.
When you are 40 years old or you have a special occasion.
Nígbà tí o bá jẹ́ bí ọmọ ogójì ọdún tàbí kó o ní nǹkan kan ṣe tó o fẹ́ fi.
Those 10 will meet.
Àwọn mẹ́wẹ̀ẹ̀wá wọ́n á sì foríkorí.
What can we give our pastor?
Kí lẹ ti ẹ̀rù bóyá ká fún àlùfáà wa tó ń sẹ̀sọ̀ lórí wa tó ń gbàdúrà fún wa yìí.
Let's give him a jet.
Ẹ jẹ́ fún ní
ọkọ̀ òfurufú kan.
Let's give him a jet.
Ẹ jẹ́ fún lọ́kọ̀ òfurufú.
And then one of them will say, but the salary of the pastor cannot maintain a jet.
Ẹnìkan wọ́n sọ pé owó ìyá àwọn àlùfáà ò lè bójútó ọkọ̀ òfurufú.
And another one will say.
And ìkànnì wa wá dáhùn pé.
The elder service say.
Pé àwọn àgbà ní òwe kan.
If you are going to rescue a lazy man, you rescue him completely.
Pé téèyàn bá máa gba ọ̀lẹ àgbàtán lèèyàn máa ń gbọ̀lẹ̀.
If you buy cloth for him, you make sure you dye it.
Tó bá raṣọ fọlẹ̀ wá tún pa láró.
How many pastors will become millionaires?
Èèyàn mélòó nínú àwọn àlùfáà ni ó di ọlọ́rọ̀.
Every year you shout hallelujah.
Ẹ jẹ́ hallelujah.
But we must fight.
Ṣùgbọ́n a gbọ́dọ̀ jàjàkadì tí ẹ ní.
We must fight the spirit of poverty.
A gbọ́dọ̀ bá ẹ̀mí òsì jà.
We going to say to poverty, no more, no more.
A ó sọ fún òsì pé ó ti tó gẹ́ òkè ẹran báyìí kúrò nínú ayé wa.
I say no more in my life.
Òsì ó tó gẹ́ nínú ayé mi.
Are you ready to pray?
Ǹjẹ́ ìwọ náà ṣe tán láti gbàdúrà?
Let's stand on our feet.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká dìde lórí ẹsẹ̀ wa.
Oh, I know you will say, but daddy, you haven't made an altar call. Don't worry, altar call is coming.
Pé bàbá ẹ̀ tí ì pé àwọn èèyàn tó fẹ́ fayé wọn must jọra àlẹ́ lẹ́nu, a ó pe àwọn yìí nígbà tó bá
yẹ. Those of you already Christians.
Iye ẹ̀yin tẹ́ ẹ jẹ́ Kristiẹni.
You should become rich before those who are just about to become.
O gbọ́dọ̀ kọ́kọ́ di ọlọ́rọ̀ ká tó fààyè fún àwọn tó ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ń fi ayé wọn
fẹ́ lọ. This thing must be done step by step.
Eléyìí gbọ́dọ̀ lọ ní sísẹ̀ntẹ̀lé.
So those of you who are already true children of God.
Eyí ẹ̀yin tí ẹ jẹ́ ọmọ Ọlọ́run ní tòótọ́.
Open your mouth.
Ẹ la ẹnu yí.
And pray like you have never prayed before.
Ẹ gbàdúrà irú èyí tí ẹ ò tí ì gbà tẹ́lẹ̀ yìí.
I say from today.
Pé láti òní lọ.
Poverty, you must leave my
home. Oṣù ó gbọ́dọ̀ kẹ́rù ẹ nínú ayé
mi.
Oṣù kẹ́rù ẹ jáde.
In the name of Jesus.
Àní lórúkọ
Jésù. I command poverty.
Mo fá lọ́sẹ̀ ìwọ
oṣù. Go away from my house. Go away from my life.
Jáde kúrò nínú ayé.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Mo fọ́ la Jésù.
I command you poverty.
Mo fọ́ la sẹ́yìn.
Stay away from me.
Jáde kúrò nínú ayé mi.
Stay away from me.
Jáde má tó dàn mí mọ́.
Command you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Orúkọ Jésù ni mo tì ọ́ jáde.
Command you in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of poverty, you must get away from my life. Command you in the mighty name of Jesus. You can't stay. Poverty, you cannot stay. You cannot stay in my home. You cannot stay in my life. No more. I command you in the mighty name of Jesus. You stay away. Oh yes. Ramoko Rondama Shikitin Ramoko Shata. Blessed be your holy name, Father. Ramoko Rondama Shikiki Ramoko Tunda. Poverty, you cannot stay in my home. I refuse you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you stay away. You stay away. There's no room for you anymore in my life. I come against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of poverty, you will not come near me any longer. Remoko shakara monto remoko shanta. Thank you, Father. Remoko rondrama mashiki kinde remoko koromoko shanta. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Ramoka kiro moko rundra mashiki kiro moko shata. Bye bye to sorrow. Bye bye to sickness. Kiro moko shata. Rimoko runda mashiki kiro moko chata. Makiro moko rundra mashiki kini rimakatana. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you. Kiro moko rundra mamashiki kiro moko tona. Kino rumoko rundra mashaka tundi rumoko shota. Kiro moko rundra mamamoko shaka tana. Thank you, Jesus. Kendo Roma Karunde Roma Koshika Rama Katuna. Kenda Roma Korundra Roma Koshata. Thank you, Father.
Ni oruko Ola Jesu ni agbadura.
Now I want you to pray, brethren, pray with all seriousness.
Eyara, mo fe ki e gbadura pelu gbogbo agbara ati gbogbo okan yi.
Your prayers tonight will be a prophecy.
Adura yi ti asale yi yo si je isotele.
Put your hand on your head.
Pe owo re le ori re.
I say my head.
To wa so pe ori mi.
You refuse poverty. Go ahead, pray like. My head. I say you refuse poverty. In the name of Jesus. My head. You refuse poverty. You refuse lack. You refuse want. My head. You refuse poverty. You refuse it forever. 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 My head, you refuse poverty. Permanently. You refuse poverty. Forever. My head, you refuse poverty. Today and forever. No more poverty in your life. Karamoko Shanta.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact us on our USA address, 4307 Highway 90A, Stafford, Texas 77477, or call 281-936-1825, or visit our Nigeria office, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutimeta, Lagos, Nigeria, or call 0708-756-9132 or 281-936-1825. Remember, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.